Blog Talk Radio. I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I'll be your host by name, your seer, Israel, of Seer. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, part number 19, Tribe of YHDH, Tribe of Yagda. Featuring voices of the true Israelites. All right. So we're going to scroll down the international side and see who all join us. Look at these memos coming in right now. We're going to scroll down and see who all join us and want to and get in on this right here, and we'll see. Let's scroll down the international side and look peak-wise the memos is coming in as we look at.
That means one thing. Everybody's an alarm and went off. Everybody hiding behind the corner. Hide behind the curtain, but there's one thing
about only mine. His voice is of a true Israelite. That's a good thing. Because sooner or later, you're going to recognize the sign of the timing.
You're going to have to confess and come clean.
That the scripture's going to tell who everybody is according to the scripture. We stroll down on the international side, and we look in, and it says all the slot is filled. All the slots are spent. That's 195 international countries.
That means you got a representative in on every nation upon the sun.
They want to hear some B-O-T-T-Y, voices of the true Israelites. And that's a good thing, too. And what's flashing out of New York? New York. 113072? 1272. All right. 113072. 113072. So whatever 113072 and our brother Yahya Israel, like I left that message, I'm 52, make it six. Make it six there, brother Yahya Israel. So you already know what the code of that is, make it six. That's all. Okay. Now, we're going to go find our elder and bring him in. We're going to get something going on 195 international countries. 113072 is flashing on the international side. So we bring our elder in. We'll get something going on while we peep at his memos and see which way they're going. So when you meet the elder, well, allow a voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be with you, be right.
And Yahuwah bless you, I see you as well, I see you, bro.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, I don't know if you ever went into a place of a business or a restaurant or somewhere, and you don't want basically got, if you can feel when you is in a place when everybody else got something else going on, and you can feel it. Like you mess around, you got a couple dollars in your pocket, you want to go and hang around the 17 nations, you walk in with all the 17 nations in there. You can feel it, all eyes on you. That's the way we feel about this broadcast. All eyes is on Voices of a True Israelite. 195 international countries, 11307 is flashing on the international side. Take it from there, Mr. Kidd, on the clock, come on.
Well, once again, Yahuwah bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And I do touch and feel what you mean about all eyes on you. They have a record out. Matter of fact, about the same thing, all eyes on me. But that's because they had a lot of luxurious, I guess, imaging and the way that the song went. So everybody's eyes was on them. Well, when you got something going on, that's definitely a cause for everybody with some sort of standings or no standings at all to watch you. Makes me think about a conversation we had about 2 years ago. Well, actually a commentary, not a conversation, on how many different English Bibles there were. You know, we were talking about that to somebody, and they asked me. And I said, well, I can recall maybe 300 or more in English. Now, the average person may not know that, but they did the homework. They would find out there's quite a few English Bibles out there. Everybody got to get their word in there. One way or another, changing things a little bit each time. Well, with all these covenants in mind, the number of printed English translations and parentheses of the Bible, whether it's complete or not, I found out later, it's about 900. I know that's hard to believe, but it's about 900 if you do your homework. English. The most comprehensive English biography of the subject that we're talking about now is one that was compiled and researched by William J. Chamberlain and published in 1991 as a catalog of English Bibles translation. Now, that was in 1991. What is this, 2021? I haven't got the current research on how many Bibles that was done currently since then, but at that time, about 900. So this brings me to another topic. When you hear the statement, there can be only one, as I mentioned before, don't think that that means the last sword fighter that you saw in a boob tube or something, or combatants in a movie, or people on the street. When you hear there can be only one, you think of one Yahuwah the Father, or one Yahuwah the Son. At times, you have some men or women saying, look to me, for I'm the second coming. I'm dressed for the part. I've got my Bible in hand, and I'm ready to give you my words. But the same people, a year later, we notice they got growth. Oh, wow. Before, they were the second coming. Now we notice they got growth. No longer saying I'm the second coming. Now saying I'm Yahuwah himself. Oh, my goodness, that's frightening. Yahuwah himself walking as man. So looking at the Bible, let's see what the Bible tells us about this coming. Let's take a look in the Bible and take a look at this. That's some serious matter there. Yahuwah walking around as man. He put his son down here to do his bidding. Let's see what the book of Matthew said, chapter 24, verse 5. Verse 5 says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Yahuwah the Son, and shall deceive many. Can you imagine that? The Bible even told us about that already. I have to sniggle at that one and laugh myself. And also in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Let's see what that says. Verse 5. For there's one Yahuwah and one mediator between Yahuwah and man. The man, Yahuwah the Son. I guess that spells it out in those two verses right there. Because myself, I never take ill blessings from any man or woman.
Because before I do that, I always look what it says in the Bible. Let's look at Revelation chapter 22, verses 19 and 21. 19 says, "And if any man shall take away from the words of this book of this prophecy, Yahweh shall take away his part of the book of life, and out of the righteous city, and from the things which are written in this book." 20. "He that testified these things said, surely I come quickly, Yahweh, even so come, Yahweh the Son." So knowing this and realizing what this says, the second coming won't be a man or woman knocking on your door saying, "I'm Yahweh the Son," or Yahweh himself. It will be as the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. 7 says, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and he shall also which pierce him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him." Even so, hallelujah, well. So when you see these men or women who loudly boast to harm you, remember these words from the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 28. 28 says, "And fear not them which kill the body, but they are not able to kill the soul. But rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and the body in hell." Well, we know who that is. That's already told us in 2 Corinthians, verse 4, number 4. Should we dare to read that? Let me see. Let me take a look. Peep, see what it says in 2 Corinthians. See who that is. 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse number 4. 4 says, "In whom the Yahweh of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Yahweh the Son, who is the image of Yahweh, should shine unto them." Wow. That guy is really up to something if you stay word up in the Bible. Coming with the light shining like he Yahweh the Son, that's really something. Well, this is why we're here, to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, Christianity. You know, because we run into a lot of things talking about this word. Sometimes you even have to shut the doors, it tells us in 2 Samuel 13, verse 17. 17 says, "He called his servant that ministered unto him and said, put now this woman out for me, and bolt the door after her." Now that tells us we came to hear a lot of things that most of us can hear. And actually some listening, they never understand until we break it down to an understanding. But Yahweh's ministry makes all this and more possible. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know that those out there, they camouflage their evil and confused teachings and overly loud bump the gums for righteous learning, and even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. That's a pretty true statement right there, which I think people can validate that and say they've actually seen it. But don't worry, because we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, first and foremost about Yahweh's word. And as many have said before, how can you guys get that much information out of this one book? I read the whole Bible 5 or 6 times. I don't even touch anything that you guys are talking about. That's because connecting the books of Yahweh's word, even your health, foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information you all came to seek, and now you found out what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search bar, type www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under this big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. This is a good thing because I always say, keep in mind what Yahuwah tells us and remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, while you're there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this feature is only available during live broadcast time. To get there, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribe, tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can basically call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international phone number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointing camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, we will also be simultaneously transmitting our program on Paltalk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-table topics that we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off our topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict the misuse. And the broad talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, trying to win the Bump the Gums contest is not learning the Bible. That is raffling for raffling, which the Bible definitely speaks against. keep the scriptures in mind. Because when you try to win that bump of God's contest, you miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. You'll find that we're rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahweh. So at this time, so we can keep our learning in order, we will pass our program back over to our Sea Israel, and this is one of the largest class that we had ever. What was it, 113,000 listeners? That's a good thing. So I'll pass our program over to our Sea Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Well, right there. Hallelujah, Father. There, Elder Mr. Tibbs, we look forward to hearing the closing of your statements you got for this national audience. And then we'll, if any questions or comments, like the Elder said, you can meet him over in Pal Talk. And he'd be right there to answer your questions pertaining to any lesson we got on the table. He will answer it. And remember, I do come in the room, but not to say jack. I take notes. I thought that's what I do. I come in the room and take notes. I'm a great note taker. I just got through taking notes behind what he just said just a minute ago. They were just saying, so now one thing about it, it's going to be a long series anyway. So since I just heard me something, and see, one thing about it, you can study all you want, but Yahweh in that very same hour, he'll tell you what he wants on tape. And that's just the way it is. So hey, we'll get to what we got to get to. But I'll tell you one thing, when you stand back off of it, you'll see everything if you got an ear to hear. So we're going to find Brother Yahweh Israel and bring him in. We're just going to get something going on, and we'll see which way it goes. I mean, I see these memos. I see what the elder just got through saying. So we're going to touch on everything. I mean, that's what we do. We touch on everything. Because it be spirit-led from the Almighty Yahweh. And I got to make a note of that. 17:11. Hebrews 17:11. One thing about it, if you make a statement out your mouth and old seer hear you, he'll write it down and he'll echo what you're saying, but he'll want to see is it so that we can read. So we want to read some things. If you make a statement, remember one thing. The old seer, he got plenty of time to check you out by being like a Berean to see is it so. And that's what he's supposed to do to seer too. Always check something out. See is it so. Just don't run with something because you might end up being had. Don't just run with it. Make sure you, when somebody make a statement, go in and check it out. Then you're supposed to do that. Because your life is online and those that you come in contact with, you want to make sure you're following the real deal. So if a person make a statement, you're going to say, yeah, well, this is what was said by him or her. Okay, good. Let's go validate it. That's what I'm talking about. Let's see, can they hold up? We're going to find Brother Yahweh Israel and bring him in. We'll get something going on. And like I said, yeah, we'll get with whatever he tells us after we get us some. Brother Yahweh Israel, Yahweh be to their seed, right?
God bless you, see Israel. I see Royal. Hallelujah. What?
Hallelujah. What is Brother Yahweh Israel? Well, you know, I'm always happy to come before this national audience. And but you know, the best part of the broadcast when the mothers come in and the mothers kind of talk with this national audience. And that's the part I like. But right now, we got a little work to do there, Brother Yahweh Israel. So, let's do our part. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's do our part there, Brother Yahweh Israel.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. That's it. See, that's what the righteous spirit do. The righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And we hold that right there because I like what that said. I'm making a note on that one. And we're going to precept that to the book of Matthew, that Brother Yahweh Israel. We're going to precept that right there. in the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 31, 32, 36, and 37. We're going to precept that in a minute. But before you precept the internet, since we got this, this is, according to the elder, this is the largest class ever. You keep up with the records on it. I need you to go to your telephone and the name we get ready to use, I want to do is any history to back it up. So on the name of God's true name, I like to hear them, when we start talking about God's true name, we want to know if we are shooting from the hip or is there anything that can validate God got a true name. Let's see what you got there, Brother Yahdiah. I need to hear it twice, God's true name. Take your time and bring that out there, Brother Yahdiah.
Give me 1 second, let's see
it. Mm-hmm. I need to hear about God's true name. Let's go from there. Yeah, I need to hear about God's true name, and we'll go from there, Brother Yahdiah Israel. Brother Yahdiah Israel.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's see, can we hear?
Work with me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, put your phone close to that microphone, and let's, because we want to make sure, and this is the largest audience ever. I want to make sure they understand that God got a true name. What does it say that we all can follow along by putting our smartphone in our mouth by saying God's true name? What does it say, Brother Yahdiah Israel?
True name.
Mm-hmm. God's true name.
From Britannica, Yahweh, Y for the God of the Israelites, representing the biblical pronunciation of YHWH, the Hebrew name revealed to Moses in the book of Exodus. The name YHWH is known as the Tetragrammaton.
Mm-hmm. So it said three times the same thing. I know you on one spot, I'm on another spot, so and I don't want to see if I just do the same thing that you just did, just make it just plain. I just want to, when we meet and greet somebody, you got a smartphone? Yes. I'm going to get ready to talk a little Bible. How about talk a little Bible like this saying, God's true name. Who are you working with? Try it again there, Brother Yahdiah Israel. One more time.
God's true name.
Mm-hmm. God's true name.
God's true name.
YHWH. Here's a summary from Britannica. Yahweh, name for the God of the Israelites, representing the biblical pronunciation of YHWH, the Hebrew name revealed to Moses in the book of Exodus. The name YHWH is known as the Tetragrammaton.
Mm-hmm. So, we heard it three times, Let's find out what that means by hearing something three times, yeah, Brother Yahdiah Israel. Let's go to, we heard it three times. God's true name is YHWH, three times. Okay, good. Now I'm going to precept that in the Bible and see what that means by hearing some three times by going to St. John 21. So if you got a smartphone, if you don't have one, I have one. First of all, we need to make sure we're clear about God's true name. So we find out three times that his name is YHWH. Until you're able to pronounce it, don't just spell it out. Because I remember back in the day, we'd tell folks in class back in the day, hey, look here, well, I know you have a problem with pronouncing it. So spell it out when you see anything pertaining to his true name. Because yeah, if I love true, you know, I love to be around true brothers and true sisters. I love that part. Matter of fact, let me precept that real quick. Let me show you what Paul said behind that one. Let me run to the book of Galatians on that just for a minute. So Paul made a profound statement. When you got something, it's the truth. You're supposed to hold on to the truth. But Paul made a statement in Galatians there, Brother Yahshua Israel. Let's see what Paul says in the book of Galatians, chapter 2. Let's see what he says in verse 4 down to verse 6. Let's see what Paul says to the Galatians. Now, it's nothing. You see the word Galatians? It's called the Goths. G-A-U-L-S. And guess what that's called? That's the Frenchmen. That's called what you call a day, the Frenchmen. Now, you see, right? So you see, when you read this Bible, with that understanding, G-A-U-L-S is what you call a short word for Galatians. This place is over in Europe. This is what you call today French, what you call France. They speak the French language. But now you find out one thing that was what was over there before 96 AD was a group of Israelites. Go Paul going over there to Paul going over there to talk with them. So listen, here go the Israelites right here, over there in Europe right here in Galatians. So you understand what we're saying? And guess what? And while Paul was going, before you read that, before he was going over in the Galatians and showing you that he was going over in Galatians, which is called the Gauls, G-A-U-L-S, and now called the Frenchmen over there in Europe. Now look, now Paul heading over there in 1 verse 2, look at that, just for a little shot. Look what he's doing over there in France. Right now, 1 verse 2.
The book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse number 2. And all the brothers which are with me unto the congregation of Galatia.
You see that? And that's the God, the Gauls. G-A-U-L-S, the Gauls, what you call the Frenchmen today. So you see that? The children of Israel are already over there, see, right? So if anybody teach you about 1619, the children of Israel are already over there. They are Paul going over there right now to the congregation of Israel over there in France, and that's over there, and they call that place Europe, right? But when he got over there, do what he said to them. So he got over there, and he was talking to them over there. And he told them something. What did he tell them in verse 16? Read verse 9 to get warmed up. Yeah, I mean 7. Just get warmed up. Let's see what he says to the children of Israel. Just see when you go down, you jump in this prayer, this Galatian book right here. So now with the understanding, and that's what we do, turn the light on. He's talking to the children of Israel that's over the place now called France. That's the name of the place now. It's called the ancient Gauls, the Galatians. That's in it right there. So that's what Paul talking to over in Europe. Look at tell them in verse number 7. What do you tell them in 7?
Because Galatians chapter 1, verse 7, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you will pervert the covenant to our instruction.
He say, you know, y'all will be converted from the covenant. You know who the covenant was given to, right? So he said, some of y'all over here going to be converted from the covenant. But what did he tell them in verse number 6 behind that?
Verse number 6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into his mercy of Yahweh the Son unto another covenant.
You see? So you see now how you open this book up, and so when you jump out in this book right here, this is Paul on this boat, ship or whatever you want to call it, going over to France before 96 AD. This is in around about in 660 A.D. sometime in that area. So Paul already going over there. So it means the children of Israel is already over there. But now you got to know what Israel over there. See? So now, so when you jump down and whatever you read out of the book of Galatians, it's talking about the children of Israel. It's not talking about the white man and the white woman. You got it? Good. So when you talk about some 1619, what happened 1619? A little group of Israelites came over there to Jonestown in 1619. But did you forget what he says in 24 verse 60 about the children of Israel? What did he say in Genesis 24 verse 60? What did he say about the children of Israel in 24 verse 60?
Look at Genesis chapter 24, verse number 60 reads. Look at Genesis 24, verse number 60. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, you are our sister. Be you the mother of thousands of millions. And let your seed possess the gates of those that hate them.
You see, so it was prophesied that the children of Rebekah, which is Isaac, that can produce Esau and Jacob, but he made a profound statement about this thousands and millions betraying to somebody else, because he said somebody Esau to, but he won't boast himself. He said something before we come back to Galatians, but you know, I got to go out spirit there, brother. You got to Israel. Turn the book of Obadiah for a minute. Somebody said that we can read Obadiah 1:1 and start reading right there. Let's see, because remember, if he telling you going to be a thousand, a million, then Yahweh say in 3 verse 7, he will do nothing but reveal his secrets unto his servants, the seers. That's what he say. So now, Obadiah is one of Yahweh's servants, the seer. Let's see what we're told that Abraham, I mean to him, Obadiah, and 1 verse 1, we read you get our point, another brother that came out of Isaac, how he going to be is he is part of the thousand of millions. Let's find out about him by reading 1:1 and read down until we get our point there, brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse number 1 reads, the vision of Obadiah, the Savior Yahweh, concerning Esau and his five sons. We have heard a rumor from Yahweh, and an ambassador sent among the nations. Arise you, and let us rise against her in battle. Behold, I have made you small among the nations. You are greatly despised.
Hey, that's something. You so now there it is, right? So now, the seer was told by the ministering spirit that Esau and his five sons will be small among the nations. So when you read about the story of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel in the 13th chapter, we're not going to read, he's talking about a multitude of peoples. So this thousand of millions cannot be pointed to Esau and his five sons, because he told the seer, I made Esau and his five sons, translate today as the white man and the white woman, I made them small. You got it? So you see what we're learning on the way of learning something? So they small. And then when you read about 500 years later in Deuteronomy 1:1, give me a name, and Moses, 500 years later from that point, Moses was on the clock from that point, and what did Moses say? And give me a name in 1:1. I need a name there, brother Yahdai Israel.
Look at Deuteronomy 1, verse 1. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel.
So he spoke this to all Israel. What did he tell all Israel in verse 11? This is what he told all Israel in verse 11. What did he tell 11. All Israel? What did he tell them?
Verse number 11. Yahweh of your father, make you a thousand times so many more as you are, and bless you as he had promised you.
So he said, at the time of the prophecy, you more than even the prophecy at the time of Moses. You see that? And then it tells you in Daniel chapter 10, see when you precept your Bible, I don't know why people show up without their Bible. Because if you really want your point across, you have the Bible and you do everything like according to 15 verse 40, tell you do it. I mean, if you're about this man's business, you automatic or 14 verse 40. What it says in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 40. So I get happy to see people that, you know, own something. If you're on Yahweh's business, it'll tell if you're on Yahweh's business because according to 14 verse 40, this is how you operate in 14 verse 40. How would you operate, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Look at 1 Corinthians 14, 40. That all things be done decently.
You do things decent too in order. You know, we love to see the best of them come and visit the six anointed camp, but we like to make sure you do everything in decent and order. If you got a point, we always watch your hands to see your hands in that book. Because if you got a point, we want to definitely you bring your point in. Lay it out there, but we all can see it and get happy. Because if it's come out that Bible, we all get happy if it comes out that Bible. So we welcome you to any six anointed camp, but why not do things according to the Bible if you are man or woman of the Bible? And you do the Bible. That's what you do. You do it decently and in order. But he also says there, Brother Yahweh Israel, and let me see if I get this Corinthians up here. And he's talking to another group of Israelites too. See? And when you trace where a coin at, this over there in Europe too. So the children of Israel, Paul is in Europe. See, right? So that's one of the greatest misconceptions. You got the children of Israel talking about only in Africa. No, here go 1,600 years prior to Paul over there in Europe. This is over in Europe, see, right? All these is the children of Israel over in Europe, and Paul going eyeball to eyeball with them because he was sent to put the word on them over there in Europe, which is called Japhetic land. So he was sent to put the word on them in Europe. So here, and when you read about what coin is, you go on your map and pull it up. Matter of fact, Brother Yahweh Israel, pull up. Where's coin at anyway? Just pull up, Brother Yahweh Israel, because national, he knowing how to challenge and see real truth. Because if you build your teaching on the children of Israel is in a 1619 slave trade only, wait a minute. This is 1,000,000,000 people. What's Paul doing? Paul was sent to the children of Israel. So Paul over here according to 1 Corinthians, where Paul is at, then look on the map and tell me what his location is. See, we're going to make sure we do just the part that anybody can check. Let's go look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 1 and 2. We want to find out what Paul's doing, and I want to know where his praise at when you just ask your smartphone, where's his praise at right here? Let's see what it says in Corinthians chapter 1, 1 and 2.
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 1, verse number 2 reads. Book of 1 Corinthians 1, verse number 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Yahweh the Son, through the will of Yahweh the Father, and Sosthenes, our brother. Verse number 2. To the congregation of Yahweh, through the word church, which is at Corinth.
We'll leave that thing off for a minute because we know that thing is 148:14. That's talking about the children of Israel. To the saints is over here. So you go to 148:14 in your book of Psalms, and the saints are children of Israel. So they're right there. But we don't know where his place at. Where is Paul at? Where he over here with the congregation of Israel that's at Corinth. Now. Oh, Yahweh Israel. What is the place at?
Corinth location is Corinth is located in the south central of Greece.
And where is Greece located at, Brother Yahya Israel? That's saying pretty good. Now we got to find out what Greece located at.
It's in the northern world, what they call Europe.
What you call Europe. So there it is. So now here goes, Paul over there in Europe, see, right? Paul is over in Europe with the children of Israel that's in Europe. This is before 96 A.D. So they already there. So when you just take a little handful of people in 1619, wait a minute. What about all these children of Israel that's over in Corinth to be saints? So now we'll preach up there to see exactly who the saints is by going to Psalm 50, verse number 5 and 7. Who are these saints he's talking about? But what saints? Understand what the man is saying. He's not looking for, he's looking for a specific saint. Just not a saint. You say you saint. He got a order about the saint that he's looking for over there in Northern Europe. So Paul over here in Northern Europe right now. Northern Europe, polluted for Japhetic land, the five great islands. So he over there with the, he at a congregation there where the saints is at, and we're going to precept that and find out, well, who is these saints he got? By going to the 50th chapter, verse 5 and verse 7.
Book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse number 5, verse number 7 reads, Psalm chapter 50, verse number 5, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
The ones that have made a covenant with me. He said, Paul, just don't go over there in Northern Europe and get anything. Which one you want to get? You want a one that made a covenant that got that want to hear the word and gonna do the covenant thing. Now who are we talking about by name in verse 7? Put a name on these covenant keepers he's looking for by putting a name on them in verse 7.
Verse number 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against you.
You see that? So, Israel, the peoples of Israel is over in Corinth, which is Northern Europe. So they already over there in Northern Europe. Paul is going over there to the saints over there in Northern Europe. So this is 1,600 years before the slave trade. Paul is over there. So that is a death scene, right? 138 verse 14 is going to second witness on them. So understand one thing. We welcome those that want to learn the truth in any of the six anointed camps. And the first thing we look for is, you know, your book. If you got any questions or comments, make sure you be looking down in the book and we'll take it from there. Because if you showing up at one of the six locations, we know you want to be decent in order. You got a book. You got something you want to show in this Bible. And guess what? We love to welcome all of the known world, like they call this national radio station, to hear the book. And we're going to give you the book the way he wants to give you the book. Now, what we're reading in 119, what are we reading over there in verse 14? And throw in 15 and get warmed up. And throw 15 in just to make sure it get warmed up in verse 14 and 15.
The book of Psalms, chapter 148, verse number 14. Psalms 148, verse 14. You also exalt the horn of this people. Praise all the saints, even of the family of Israel, for people dear unto him. Praise you, Yahweh.
Verse 15.
149, verse 1.
Okay, good. That's good. Well, okay, now, okay, well, yeah, 149, verse 1. Is it pointing toward 114? Let's see, 149, verse 1 is pointing toward going back by people. What's that first verse say that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Psalm 149, verse 1. Praise you, Yahweh. Sing unto Yahweh a new song. And his praise in the congregation. Let all Israel rejoice in him.
You see that thing right here. So you see how you do it? So there. The saints is all Israel. But all Israel that have made a covenant with. Now, when you made a covenant with him, and 1 Corinthians 14, this is how we know you have made a covenant with him. This is how we know you have made a covenant with him. What it says over here in verse 37 and verse 39 out of 1 Corinthians, talking to the Israelites that's in Northern Europe. He's talking to them eyeball to eyeball, and this is what he said to them. Verse 37 and 39. Well, no, it's 37 and 38. What did he tell them in 37 and 38 out of 14 chapter of 1 Corinthians? What did he tell them?
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 37 and verse 38 reads, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 37. If any man think himself to be a seer or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write unto you are the Torah instructions of Yahweh. Verse 38. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant.
And what's the sign of you being ignorant in verse 40?
Verse number 40. Let all things be done decently and in order.
So that's a sign of being not ignorant. But if you're not doing something decently in order, then that's a sign of being ignorant. Because if you are proclaimed to be anything in leadership, if in verse 37, if any man thinks himself to be in leadership, whatever means it is, a high priest, a middle priest, a low priest, a teacher, an elder, whatever, let him acknowledge that you have to make sure you're looking at the first five books. He said, if you're in leadership, the first thing you will put on the table is the first five books. That's how you rock it. First five books. But if you want to be ignorant, you and you want to be ignorant, you be ignorant by yourself, because we know one thing, you ain't about Yahweh, you're about something else. So when you're about Yahweh, this how you will present yourself, especially on any day you meet any of your brothers, and sisters, you will make sure you got a big shiny Bible ready to open up and put your case on. Come back to Galatians again now, that Brother Yahweh Israel, because he said something in that Galatians chapter 2. We want to lay a little foundation down on something. So he said something in Galatians chapter 2. So now you see, like, if anybody teach, we got a lot of brothers and sisters teach on this 1619 slave trade thing. What the slave trade got to do with anything? That's only someone that have benipped the brain of you that come out of the womb doing what? That teaching is from a 58 verse 3 of Psalms. What does it say in 58 verse 3 of Psalms?
The book of Psalms, chapter 58, verse number 3 reads, book of Psalm 58, verse number 3. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born speaking lies.
They come out the womb speaking lies. The wicked do that. The wicked hijack you and hem you up and say if you're black, you African. That's the wicked talking. What? Paul ain't going to no Africans right here. Look at Paul all over the place. He over there in his boat sailing all over the place. Matter of fact, look what Paul said over here. And matter of fact, what is place at? Let's go to the book of Ephesians. What is place at? Let's see what is place at, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's see what Paul's doing here. Because Paul, he's rolling. So in the book of Ephesians there, Brother Yahweh Israel, let's see. Matter of fact, let's read Ephesians 1:1 until we find out what Paul's doing. What is he doing over here? What is he doing in Ephesians anyway? And 1:1. What is he doing?
The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse number 1 reads, book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse number 1. An apostle of Yahweh the Son, by the will of Yahweh the Father, to the saints which are at Ephesus.
Can you tell us where that? Where is this at? This is 496 AD. So now the saints is children of Israel, right? We're clear about that. So this is children of Israel over there. Where is this place at? Where Paul at? Is he in his backyard of Southern Kingdom? Where is he at there, Brother Yahdai, that we all can peep at together? Where Paul at right now?
Ephesus was a city in ancient Greece, the land of what they call Europe.
So Paul over there in Europe again? You mean Paul over there, so when you read the book of the Ephesians, the people's over there, this is Paul over there visiting Northern Europe again. Them northern peoples in the 19th chapter of Acts. He over there in Northern Europe over again. And he ain't got no chain on him. And these teaching people ain't got no chain on him. This is before the, this is 1700 years before the, before that little pocket of children of Israel went into slavery. This is 1700 years. And if I got no chance, Paul is going back and forth. And look, he told him something while he was there in the 19th chapter. Let's see what Paul told him. He over there. And the 18th chapter, verse 19. And we take it down to verse 21. Paul talking. He over there, way over there. He way over there in Northern Europe talking. In 18th chapter. And let's see what he said we all can read together. What is Paul saying in the 18th chapter? 19 through 21.
The book of Acts, chapter 18, verse number 19 through 21 reads. Acts chapter 18, verse number 19. He came to Ephesus and left them there. But he himself entered into the temple and reasoned with Yahdai Jew. Verse 20. When they desired him to tarry longer time with them, he consented not. Verse 21. But they bade them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that cometh in Yahweh Judah. But I will return again unto you, if Yahweh will. And he sailed from Ephesus.
You see, the man there, not the man, way over there in Ephesus. Now, they over there in the temple. So they ain't got no chain on them. He ain't visit nobody like Noble Drew Ali, visit Marcus Garvey when he was in prison. He visited, your conversation got to be like. Paul was talking in the temple over there in Northern Europe with the Ephesians and the Ephesus peoples, which is the children of Israel, right? He said, look here. He said, I got to get up out of here because you know the feast day coming up now. The feast in my body. You know, feast come up in 3 weeks on that brother Yahdai Israel. He's a countdown on it. So listen. The feast coming up. He said, I got to get up out of here because there's a feast coming up in 3 weeks. I'll be back. No, but what, on his journey, he done what? Now, I'm like, on his keep down to 22 down to 24. Look what he did. Now, remember, Paul is in Northern Europe. The Europe scene, right? You know what they say when you say Europe, you say European, white man, white woman. See, now you got to stop that. The Israelites is over there in Europe now, and there's no record of white man, white woman on record until after 400 something, when the Romans start coming, and that's another path. But in the 400s, that's when they start getting over there in Europe with their with their warlike, So here's you can't get no smell of a white man and a white woman in Europe until the record says by their own big dignitaries in the early part of the 400 AD. 449. That's the earliest you can get them over there even grunting. 449 AD. That was the record say. But what's going on in Europe now? Kibatic peoples. Call them Minoans. They over there. They over there. The sons of Israel, they over there. So this, you know, I mean, you gotta rethink your, if you're gonna teach this, you gotta rethink it. Because somebody's gonna ask you, well, what's all this going on 1700 years before a slave trade? Here, Paul back and forth over here, shaking hands and talking. They got triple sites over there. And they all skinning and grinning. Paul reminded him it's about a feast. And he's up there. And look what he did in verse 22 on verse 24. Look what he did here that we can read together. Acts 18, 22 down to verse 24.
The book of Acts chapter 18, verse 22 through 24 reads. Acts 18, verse 22. When he had landed at Caesarea and gone up and saluted the congregation, he went down to Antioch. Verse 23. Now if he had spent some time there, he departed and went unto all the country of Galatia, Phrygia, in order to strengthen all the disciples. Verse 24. Now certain young god Judah, named Apollos, born in Alexander, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus.
Take that stuff. You see that? So you see, now, you know, this is big talk here. See that? It was certain, Yahdav Judah was there. He was over there. And guess what? He wasn't in chain neither. He bought his book. See, he showed with his book. He won't talk somebody. That big talk see right. So when you're showing up, if you're about Yahweh, what you show up with is the Bible. If you're about Yahweh's business, because this is Yahweh's business, the Bible. You're supposed to show up with the Bible, and those that understand if you about this Bible, they greet you in about the Bible. Huh? Good. Got the Bible in your hand. Come on in. Have a seat around the 690 camp. Let's talk Bible. So now here's around 1700 years. And here now we see what we're saying now, that all the Israelites is all over there in Europe. And you got no record of white man and white woman coming to 449 AD. Yeah. See what's going on? They all over the place. They all over the place. They see right? And they talking Bible over there too. Now let's go back. They said now a word that they use here, that they use that was over here, and they use a word that I want to kind of investigate, a word that they was using, and let's find out exactly, can we get a second witness on a word they was using, that brother Yahdav Israel? Let's see, can we, by precepting this book, it was a word that I heard. They departed and went there, and okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't see the word right now. Oh, yeah, I see it in the bottom of 22. What's going on in the bottom of 22 there, Brother Yahdav Israel? Read that again in 18, verse 22. In that last line, the congregation of Israel, what were they at again in verse 22?
As soon as the congregation of Israel, he went down to Antioch.
Well, he went down to Antioch. But where is Antioch at? Where is Antioch at, Brother Yahdav Israel?
One second, Esther. Let me locate Antioch.
Wait, look at that. Take your time, Brother Yahdav Israel, because we might, you know, lay out a little something before we... So I tighten it up. We're going to lay out a little something here. And so that's the way you operate. So, you know, we welcome anybody to come around the 690 camp. But, you know, if you sent by the Almighty, you have the word of Almighty with you. And we always say, well, if you got some dust as Yahweh to bring to anyone to 690 camp, welcome. We welcome you. Open the book up. But what we going to turn into? That's what we want to hear. What are we going to turn the book to? If you sent from Yahweh, that's your strength. The word of Yahweh. Come on, Brother Yahdav Israel.
I'm looking at a map, and it reads, Antioch was an ancient Greek city. Its ruins lie near the city of Turkey.
Ain't that something? Turkey is a new word. That was a new word, but that's, again, we all often hear it. Northern Europe. So Turkey is a new word. That ain't the word it's supposed to be, but, you know. But that is, that's probably not. Let's go to Acts chapter 2 now and see what was going on over there. Now, he went to Antioch, huh? So there again, Paul over there in Antioch. Let's go to Galatians chapter 2 now and find out what's going on in Antioch. Let's see what Paul's doing over there for. Let's see what he says. And matter of fact, the chief figure of the nation of Israel going to get off in a little bit of this. And 2:11. Let's see what the chief figure of the nation of Israel. So Paul, now remember, Paul is in Antioch talking to the children of Israel. Now Peter, you know, the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. Let's see what he got going on in Galatians chapter 2, verse number 11. Let's read a little bit.
Galatians chapter 2, verse 11 read. Well, when Peter was come to Antioch, I was stood into the face because he was to be blamed.
Now, Peter going to Antioch. So now, Peter over there, James over there. Oh, now listen, see, right? Peter over in Antioch. James over in Antioch. All these brothers is over there in Europe. And guess who they're in Europe? Let's see who they're in Europe. What are they going over there for? To talk to white man, white woman? We're going to see. Let's see what he says. In verse 13, he was over there.
Number 13. And the other Yagdah Judah disassembled likewise with them, and so much that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation.
Mm-hmm. And what happened in verse 14 and 15?
Verse number 14. When I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the covenant, I said unto Peter, before them all, thou being of Yagdah Judah, that was after the manner of the 10 other tribes, Gentiles, and not as do Yagdah Judah. What compelleth thou the 10 other tribes to do the word Gentiles, to live as do Yagdah Judah?
15.
You are Yagdah Judah by nature, and that sinner of the 10 northern tribes. Do the word Gentile.
What do you mean? We not like the Gentiles. What is he saying? We not like them. What is he talking about? So you got to see what you do. See, right. See what you do. You don't get excited. Just preach up your Bible. What are you talking about? Turn to the fourth chapter. The book of Matthew. Let's see what's going on. All we got to do is do some investigate. See, when you sent from Yahweh, you prepared to bring out your tools, the word of Yahweh. Huh? You bring out the word of Yahweh, everybody get happy because it's all about Yahweh's business, and that's what it's supposed to be about. Let's find what these Gentiles is that we can read. A group of them might be there. Was over there. Let's see over in the fourth chapter. And let's see who we're talking about in verse 13. 13 down to verse 15. Matthew chapter 4, verse number 13 down to verse 15.
The book of Matthew chapter 4, verse number 13 to 15 reads. Matthew chapter 4, verse 13. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. Verse 14. And it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the seer, saying. Verse 15. The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles.
So the Gentiles is those that have see, this is how you identify a Gentile, a Gentile. Let's go to 3:3 and 4, 1 John, the right side of the book. Let's identify a Gentile. Let's see what a Gentile is. In 1 John 3:3 and 4, let's identify a Gentile. So Peter and James, they was over there with the Gentiles, right? Let's see what Gentiles he was over with.
The book of 1 John chapter 3, verse number 4 reads. Book of 1 John 3, verse 3. And every man and woman that have this hope in them, purify themselves, even as he is pure. Verse 4. Whosoever committed sin transgressed also the Torah instructions. For sin is the transgression of the Torah instruction.
Mm-hmm. So he was over with the Gentiles, right? He said, Peter was over with the, him and James was over there with the Gentiles. So you know what we're going to do? We're just going to open the Bible and find out Peter and James. What were they doing? Let's go see what they're doing by painting the picture. And Peter 1:1 and James 1:1. What were they doing that we can read? What were they doing over there? So what were they doing? You know how you always address somebody before you come somewhere? So you know you knew you make a phone call there. You know I'm on my way. So they so now let's see what exactly what's going on in James 1:1. What James over there for?
The book of James, chapter 1, verse number 1 reads. Book of James, chapter 1, verse 1. James, a servant of Yahweh the Father, and of our Yahweh the Son, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad.
Mm-hmm. So James says 12 tribes is over there in Northern Europe. Yeah, see, right? Because remember, how can you can't enslave over a thousand million. That's too many. It's too many. You can't just be over there on the west coast of the call of Africa. Not a thousand million. They broke out in this, way back there in the times of the Hittites. In 1507, they broke out of it. Remember Dan the ship man, the snake man? He spread out the land way back there instead of following Moses. They said, man, we ain't following Moses. We the other God Judah. We got to go in no direction. They went over there here, way back there. See, right? Did you know that? Did you know it was 2 exits out of Egypt? One by foot that Moses taken down, and one that by Zorah. Son, Calco, and Dada, they went way back there in 1400 BC. 1453, we'll get exact, 1453 BC. Two of the sons went. But go to the 26th chapter, but I'm gonna tell you who hung around. Let's find out in the Psalms that you got first. We'll find out what's going on. Let's go to first Chronicle chapter. Let's find out. See, here's the point. See, sooner or later, you're going to recognize, sooner or later, I don't know where you're going to be at or what you're going to be doing. But sooner or later, you're going to recognize that 33:33 is in your midst. What does it say in Ezekiel 33:33?
Verse 33 reads. Ezekiel 33, verse 33. And when this comes to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a seer have been among them.
Well, sooner or later, it's going to come to you. Sooner or later, it's going to come to you. And you won't do that picture of the Mac when he told that brother, stick yourself. He said, you didn't recognize that a seer was in the midst of you. Do you recognize the ministry called the Six Anointed Camp just going to Bible and just flipping pages like and just painting the picture? Is it any other group that is on the planet Earth, the size of a 6 million account, can go in the Bible and just paint the picture on whatever subject matter is. What's the name of the group? Then the old seer can listen to them. They can go in the Bible and just paint the picture on whatever it is, beside the 6 million accounts of boys going to Jewish life. What's your name? What's the name of the group? We said WCC. Keep talking. We going to catch you in something. All right. You're going to catch me in something. Let's go back to 1 Chronicles 2:6. Let's find out something. We're going to Chronicles 2:6. Let's see what it says there, Brother Yahya Israel.
The book of 1 Chronicles.
That sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good. 1 Chronicles 2:6. Sounds good. I'm going to get some names.
The book of 1 Chronicles 2, verse number 6. The sons of Zorah, Zimri, Ethan, Hamim, Kelko, Dora, five of them in all.
You see? So the two big dignitaries is Kelko and Dora. These are two that's of the Exodus of the 1453. Make a note of it. They didn't follow Moses. They got up out of there because they knew that it was time to leave, and they was part of the one they called Scattered Hyksos. 1570, they had to rule because, remember, they are a kingdomship too. After the death of Joseph, they said, hey, we the next in line to be king. Because there was king out in Egypt. You know, there was king out in Egypt. So all you know about the slavery, huh? No. Joseph was king. And the brother on Zorah's side said, look here, wait a minute. Hey, Joseph is gone. So who's the next in king is up. We become king. So that's a smoking gun with that thing right here. See, Zorah became king and his descendants, but then he had to get up out of there. So Dan was already, you know what Dan was doing already? Let me show you what Dan was doing. Let's go to, let me show you what Dan was doing. See, old Dan, see, that's a smoking gun too, old the Danites. Let me show you what old Dan was doing in 27th chapter of Ezekiel. Matter of fact, let's stop off in a book called the Judges book. Let's see what Dan about. Way back in the book of Judges, chapter 5. Let's see what Dan, see, this is what Dan's about. The Danites. You know, the one you call or whatever you call them. But this is their real deal in the 5th chapter. This is what they were doing in 5:17. What were they doing in Judges 5:17? You're talking about the Danites. What were they doing in 5:17 and 18?
The book of Judges, chapter 5, verse number 17 and verse number 18 reads. Book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 17. Gilead abound beyond Jordan. Why did Dan remain in ship?
That's okay. That's okay. We don't need that. But see, Dan remained in ship. You know why Dan remained in ship? Now we're going to Ezekiel and find out why did he. He says, you know, he pulls a depth of plate when you hear the trumpet blow, and Dan remained in his ships. Let's see why Dan did all that. What was Dan doing? See, Dan, it was prophesied in Genesis 49:16-17. We're not going to read. Either Dan gonna be a snake. Dan gonna be, otherwise he'll leave his trail everywhere. So remember, he's in shifts. Let's see what he's doing in them shifts, the Dan in them shifts. What is Dan doing in the shifts? What was he doing in shifts? Let's see what Dan was doing in verse 19. 27, verse 19. What was Dan doing?
Book of Ezekiel 27, verse number 19. Dan also and Javan going to and fro, occupied in thy affairs, right, iron, cast seed, cast a mass, were in their market.
Today was over there dealing with the tin and all that kind of iron, right? We knew where they got that out of. They got it out of Europe. Dan was over there getting everything you need to take to work with. He was about this merchandise thing. He was over there in Europe. Now look at it. In Ezekiel time, see, right? You mean, no, it was no captivity. It was over there in Europe, see, northern Europe. The children of Israel, Dan was over there. He spotted out things to do. Remember, he learned a lot from the Phoenicians. And Phoenician only means the one that had the purple dye. The purple dye, that's all that means, Phoenician. The purple dye peoples. But Dan said, look here, we bumped them off. And they said, who are you? Oh, he said, we the purple. We are the Phoenician. We are the purple dye people. Dan's whatever you need. That's what Dan is. Dan is, he become the purple peoples. He become the Phoenician. He bumped them off. He was me. And we done a lot of traveling with them big ships and stuff like that in 27, verse 17. And guess what? And guess who have done some big time traveling in verse 17?
Ezekiel 27, verse 17 reads, Book of Ezekiel 27, verse 17. Judah and the land of Israel, they were thy merchants. They traded in thy market wheat, amenith, and pagnae. Honey, oil, and
balm. You see that? So you see, Yahgav Judah had a fleet of navies from Solomon. They was a, listen, see right here. If anybody teach you from this point on about a 1619 slave trade, you ought to tell them, why don't you go and sit down at the 690 camping and be big ears and little mouth? 1619? The children of Israel is doing everything you see with a D on it, that's Dan over in Denmark, all the places in Europe, Dan over there spot out the rain. Calco, Dada, all of them was over in the land. They was in Japanic land. They didn't belong there, but they went over there anyway. See? But not by permission from Yahweh, but Yahweh told the children of Israel, listen, hey, Noah, your three boys, if anybody leave their land and get all high-minded, he said, tell them I'm going to kill them. Let them know that. So, you know, so it's nothing to praise about them being over there. Zora were going over there. Calco, Dada, they all over there. And that's their ancient name. And that's who King James came out of. Calco, you know, children of Israel. He said, I'm from the tribe of Judah. Children of Israel. Yeah, you hear. But you from Zora, Calco. See, you were in Europe. Everybody was over there. See, everybody was over there. The white man and white woman got no record of being over there unless he was grunting somewhere from hiding out when Issachar boy prophesied about him. Now, Issachar boy prophesied about him being over there. What he says in 30 verse 1, down to verse 8. You know, it's records of you being over there, of being in that area now. Is record of Job talked about you, Issachar boy. He talked about you in the 30th chapter, about you being over there, but not the way you boast yourself a bit. Why don't you believe what the Bible say about you, white man, white woman, when you was over there in them caves and stuff? Why don't you believe what Job said? I believe the Bible. 31 through 8, let's talk about it. Come on.
The book of Job. Chapter 30, verse number 1 through 8 reads, verse number 1. Now they that are younger than I have been duration. The father that would have disdained to have set is the dog for my flock. Verse 2. Yea, where the two might the strength of their hand profit me, whom old age will perish. Verse 3. For want and famine, they were solitary. Filling into the wilderness, fleeing into the wilderness, in former time desolate and waste. Verse 4, who cut up mallows by the bushes, juvenile roots for their meat. Verse 5, they were driven forth from among men. They cried after them as after a thief in the cliff of the valley, in caves of the earth, and in rocks. Verse 7, among the bushes they braided, under the nettles they were gathered together. Verse 8, they were children of food. They were children of base men. They were viler than the earth.
What do you say, Brother Yahdai Israel? I mean, you know, see, nobody want to hear the record of the Bible. See, everybody wants to be, but when you put this book down on you, that's just a game sale down, put some book on. You say they was doing what in verse 7 again?
The book of Job, verse number 7. Job chapter 30. Verse number 7 reads, among the bushes they braided, under the nettles they were gathered together.
Go and look at that word up there, they braided. But what they mean, they sound like a jackass over there. They'll sound, you know how jackass sound in distress? That's how they were sounding in the cage. They was over there, the sons of Esau, the white man and the white woman, sound like a jackass over there. They would sound just like a jackass. That is they, when they was over there in the cave, when they were driven up in them mountains, in them caves, they would sound like a jackass over there. You see?
I know.
But that's the Bible. What that word mean? What did the word mean? What they were doing in verse 7, and I'm telling you up front, they would sound like a jackass over there. That's how they was communicating, like a jackass. The six amount of camps that everybody in the camps know these things. So you know if you were gonna visit the six amount of camps, come prepared to learn something to help yourself and somebody else. Don't come and now you want to bogart somebody. They don't get you no knowledge. You're gonna end up being like these people, a jackass and a children of a fool. Come prepared to sit down and learn something. That the Bible is here for you. What that word mean, that Brother Yahdai Israel?
I'm looking at the definition of braid. B-R-A-Y. The loud, harsh crack of a donkey.
You see what it means? See, you know, we're here to help you understand something. The white man and the white woman sound like a bunch of jackasses over there when it was in Europe. And there it is right there. Didn't Job prophesy that in verse 7? He said, read verse 7 again and put the definition in there. But it is the way it is. It's the history. It's what it is, what it is. So all that, you know, that's why the children of Israel was over there with the Gibeonic peoples. They were building temples, talking Bible, scriptures. But the white man and white woman, they was over there sound like a bunch of jackasses. That was Job said in verse 7. Did he say that in verse 7? What did he say?
Verse number 7. Job 30, verse 7. Among the bushes, they cried like a donkey, jackass. Under the nettles, they were gathered together.
You see that? See, right? So now you see, the white man and white woman, that's why they hide their history and catch your name. Because when they talk about their history is been driven over there in that area, into them caves, and they was all hiding in the mountains, hiding behind bushes, sound like a bunch of jackasses. Now look what he says, we will be chained behind that. Now look what Job, what's the next verse say, what Job say? Now they will sound like a bunch of jackass, right? The white man and the white woman. But look what Job said. Don't make you, what a range of right my eyes at. What can you say in that verse, in that third chapter?
Job chapter 30, verse number 8. They were children of food, yea, children of base men. They were viler than the earth.
Next verse.
Verse number 9. And now, my dear son, yea, I am their bad word.
Ain't that something? Now we ain't bad word. African American, Negro, slave trade, 1619, we all over the way. Here it is. Here it is over here. We out of order everywhere. A 1619 slave trade? What's going on here? The children of Israel is in every nation up under the sun. They over 1,000 million people. The white man got no record of him even grunting. All he was doing was grunting up to 449 A.D. He was a, Job said, he going to sound like a jackass. I know. But that's the way it is. I might be rude and speak, but I still, we just broke the definition of the word mean, right? Sound like a bunch of jackass in distress. That's how it was communicating. That's it, Brother Yack Dye Israel. That's how they was communicating. Like they was in stress. There it is. So, let's get back to what we was on. Now, so we found out one thing, that history don't look good for those that put more time off in things that's contrary to the Bible. Now, let's go to the book of Jubilees for a minute, Brother Yack Dye Israel. You know, I was wanting to lay a little this. The book of Jubilees, I want to find out something along the way. Because one thing about it, we examine everything. If you own something, or we know when you own something. Huh? We know when, if you sent from Yahweh, you speak the words of Yahweh. Do it say in 334? What it says in St. John. So if you about Yahweh's bit, understand one thing, you are 334. If you about Yahweh's business, what it say in St. John 3:34? If you about Yahweh's business, what it say?
The book of St. John, chapter 3, verse number 34 reads. Book of St. John, chapter 3, verse 34. For he whom Yahweh hath sent speaketh the word of Yahweh. For Yahweh giveth us the spirit by measure unto him.
If you of Yahweh, you speak the words of Yahweh. If you of Yahweh, what you speak is the words of Yahweh. You will not leave home without the word of Yahweh, which is the Bible. This is the greatest piece of religion, a great people. A weapon it is the word of Yahweh. If you got a point to prove, bring your book to your six anointed camps and put it on the table. All the ones that represent the six anointed camps, you got something that we can read, put it on the table. Show us what you're working with. Huh? Give me a song, Watch Yourself. Show me what you're working with. Watch yourself. Open the Bible and show us what you're working with the Bible. Now, we're going to show you what we're working with the Bible. Now, let's run over to the book called, Jubilee. We're going to go take a look at something happening in Jubilees on page 57, chapter 12, verse 22. What is this saying right here? If you're about Yahweh, you speak the words of Yahweh. What it says in Jubilees 22, down at verse 22, and they got some black writing right over 22, and what it say?
The book of Jubilee, chapter 12, verse number 22. The call of Abraham, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
He made an end of speaking and praying. Behold, the word of Yahweh was sent to him through me, saying, get thee up from the country, get thee up from thy country, from thy kindred, from thy family of your father, unto a land which I will show thee. I will make of thee a great nation and numerous nation. Verse 23. And I will bless thee. And I shall make thy name great. Thou shalt be blessed in the earth. And in thee will all families of the earth be blessed. Thou shalt bless them that bless you. Curse them that curse you. Verse 24. Thou shalt be a Yahweh to you and your son, and to your son's son, to all your seed. Fear not, from henceforth and unto all generation of the earth. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 25. And Yahweh said, open his mouth and his ears, that he may hear and speak with his mouth, with the language which have been revealed, whereas speak from the mouth of all the family of men from the day of the overthrow of Babel. Verse 26. Now open his mouth and his ears and his lips. And I began to speak with him in the Shemitic tongue, polluted word Hebrew, of the creation.
Hate that stuff. But they never got that thing right. So Almighty taking Abraham and open his mouth up and gave him the tongues of Adam and Eve. And that written tongue called Semitic. And the written tongue of Semitic is 22 continents, no vowels. And there, so Abraham was speaking 22 continents, no vowels. And 11 verse 1 Genesis says what, right? Brother Yahweh is now. Listen, now we paint a picture. Now we paint a picture. Yahweh taking Abraham and opened his mouth up and said, "You now will speak the pure Semitic language, polluted for Hebrew. The pure Semitic language have 22 continents." No vowels. No vowels in the seed race. Now, Abraham got that tongue. What it says in 11 verse 1 of Genesis?
Book of Genesis 11, verse number 1. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech.
All right. So if the whole earth was of one language, what if the one language got to be there, Brother Yahdaiah? I think it's common sense is what? Where's the one language?
And the whole earth was of one language, the Shemitic tongue, and one speech. Polluted word called
Hebrew. And how many vowels in the Shemitic tongue there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Zero vowels in the Shemitic tongue.
Zero vowels. So it's zero vowels. And remember, Abraham is the father of Isaac. So Isaac spoke the same tongue his father spoke. Isaac produced Esau and Jacob. But you will be found what happened to Esau after he got away from the covenant, he messed himself up. So Jacob had that pure tongue. Now Jacob got the pure tongue of his father. And he got it from his father. So they pick it, they speak in the pure Semitic language with no vowel. Now work with me now, six anointed counts and those on the network, but we can be clear about something. And Abraham was born about 2000 BC. So about a couple hundred years later, you got Jacob there, a son of Isaac. So they speak in the Semitic language with no vowels. Let's go to the 29th chapter. Now, keep that in your mind. No vowels until the 6th century. No vowels at all until 600 years after the closing of the book. 600 years before vowel points even thought about. Can you go back to your telephone and find out what name were they using back then in the days of Moses there? Because would you put in, everybody can do it together, God's true name. Let's put God's true name in there. Let's see is any vowels, because it couldn't be in them vowels now around this time. So let's see what happened. Let's put in God's true name there, Brother Yahdai Israel, while I'll be in the book of waiting on you. Let's see what's going on here. God's true name. What did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? God's true name. What do that say?
1 second there.
All right. Take your time, Brother Yahdai Israel. God's true name. That's what we're looking for right now.
All right. God's true name.
We remember about 10 years ago, she got paid off about 10 years ago. She might have got a suitcase, been pushed to her feet. Yeah. God's true name.
I think it's my phone.
Okay. Hit me out there, brother.
Better wait for it to come up here again.
Yeah. Okay. Good. We got plenty of time. We want to know what God's true name. We want to know, because now we know it's the Semitic language. God's true name. That's what we're looking for. God's true name. I know those that's on the network do the same thing. Although you're on mute, you can't hear you. But look, do it anyway. God's true name. Do it anyway. We got time. We'll be going somewhere. God's true name.
All right. Give me one second.
We want to pull God's up.
God's true name.
God's true name. Mm-hmm. What is God's true name that we all can tap? God's true name. Nobody wants to talk about it.
Here's a summary from Britannica. Yahweh, named for the God of the Israelites, representing the biblical pronunciation of YHWH, the Hebrew name revealed to Moses in the book of Exodus. The name YHWH is known as the Tetragrammaton.
So God's true name is four continents. YHWH, you heard it three times, that means serious business. Okay, good. So now, that tongue was given back to Abraham. God's true name is YHWH. If you can't pronounce it, okay, fine. Just said, one thing we do know, his true name is YHWH. Okay, so we know it's no vowels. Now, keep that in your mind, it's no vowels at the point. So now we're going with that in mind. Abraham taught Isaac, and Isaac taught Jacob with no vowels. Just like the name Israel, it really has no vowels to it, but we ain't found the paperwork to really put it on the table, because we ain't found the paperwork. Just like another name that we had the paperwork, and we sent one of the brothers out of the class to go find the paperwork. He said, I got a library card. I go find the paperwork. I go sit in the library until I find it. Okay, good, brother. That's a good thing from the class. So this brother takes he go to the library, sit around until he find the paper. And he brought the paper back to class. And everybody said, okay, now we can use his name. And the same talking about the name Israel. It cannot be no vowels in it. Because there was no vowels in the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They didn't have no vowels in their name. So when his name was changed to Israel, there's no vowels in it. But you use the vowels in it now because you ain't found the paperwork. You need to beat nothing on it. So sometimes brother get assigned it. Say, I go find the name. I got a library card. Okay, go find the name then, brother. He found the name, brought the name back, and all of a sudden now he got amnesia about the name. He said, that's his name. When how is your name? And we could find out some more things way back in Genesis. There's no vowels. And this name represents something that that this whole nation of Israel will be using because there was no vowels in them. So we're going to the 38th chapter. What are we going to? No, we ain't going to 38th chapter. What are we going to? We're going to the 29th chapter, right? 29? Let's go to the 29th chapter and look at verse 35. Now keep this in your mind. I'm painting the picture for you. It's no vowels. You know what a vowel is? Let's see if we write it on our paper. Let's see if we're going to write it down on our paper. Everybody be going to class. It's no A. What's the vowel? A-U. What's the vowel? A-U-I. What else it is? Tell me out there, brother Yahdai Israel. And he said, sometime, why do you do it? What is it?
A-U-I-O-E, I believe it is.
I-O-E. Okay. I-O-U. Then they throw their little twist in there. Sometime, why? Okay, you know that the Y is back there all the time. So now, A-U-I-O-E. Good. We know none of these exist at the time. Now we're going to read something, and let's see. Now this one. Let's see if I find my chronological book and see what time this is. Let me see what time is there by going to Now, those that got a chronological dictionary, I'm going to look up, 29th chapter, verse 35. I'm going to look in my Scopia Bible dictionary and see what time it is. I'm going to look for chapter 17, not chapter 29. And those, you know, I've got a chronological book. Look it up and look it up yourself. Let's see what you will be working with. In the 29th chapter of Genesis, 29, verse 35. 29, verse 35. It says, write this number, 1753. So in 1753 BC, that's 1,700 years before Yahweh the Son that you call political Christ and Jesus. Okay, 1,700 years prior to and Yahweh the Son been gone for 2,000 years. So this is like over 3,000 years ago, right? Let's see what happened over 3,000 years ago. Let's see, remember, we read with the mindset of painting the picture back 3,000 years, no vows. Read that in verse 35 there, Brother Yahweh Israel. 29:35.
Mm-hmm. Book of Genesis, chapter 29, verse number 35 reads, and she conceived again and bare a son. She said, now will I praise Yahweh. That's what she called his name, Yahdah, Judah, and love back.
Mm-hmm. This is 3,000 years ago. Now, 3,000 years ago, it says, 3,000 years ago, it says, she says, now will I praise the Lord. Now, historical documents facts, what is she saying 3,000 years ago? So what is she saying? Bring up historical documents facts on these four letters called the Lord. What it says 3,000 years ago, the Lord. What it say there, Brother Yahweh Israel, on the word called L-O-R-D. And they try to tell you what, and when it's capital, it means, no, listen, you end up being putting the word in there, period. But since you don't put the word in there, we're going to bust you in the middle of the street and see what this word means according to historical documents fact. What do you mean, Brother Yahweh Israel?
I'm looking at the historical document facts. In 1 second, see if I can pull it out for you. Oh, well, where did it go to? Oh.
Mm-hmm. Historical documents facts. Let's see what the word Lord means. Historical documents facts. What does the word Lord mean? That we all can deal with it together on Take 19. Because we try to break down this mystery in verse 35 that happened 3,000 years ago. Let's see. 3,000 years ago, I praised the Lord. Let's see what that said.
1 second, I'm trying to run down that piece of literature.
Mm-hmm. I praised the Lord 3,000 years ago. Let's see, can that hold up when we investigate it? We're going to see can that word L-O-R-D holds up 3,000 years ago. In Abraham, Dave, Isaac, and Jacob. Will that name hold up 3,000 years ago, L-O-R-D? This name right here, this Lord, replaces a name that's come from eternity. And they put the word Lord there. So what's really supposed to be there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Reason I can't locate that piece of literature.
Let me see if I locate it. Cause I like when the best dog bump their gums on whatever they got to say, and I like to see can that hold up. I mean, I love to see somebody got a Bible, and that can just break down historically information and with no problem, and don't get excited. you know, and, you know, don't get excited. Because if you on the right track, when you got the spirit of Yahuwah, you led by Yahuwah. So you ready to open up the scriptures and show where you coming from. Like a brother said to me, do you know who I am? Well, according to this Bible, yeah, I know who you are according to this Bible. I know who you are. You got it? What you got?
I have to go into the trunk and get that. All right.
All right, one more.
I'm looking at a historical document entitled Four Letters, YHWH, and it reads, one thing that is clear is that the name is not the Lord. This title is substituted for the name almost 7,000 times in most English translations of the Shemitic polluted word Hebrew scriptures. In other words, YHWH is removed 7,000 times, and the Lord is added 7,000 times. This manipulation, no matter how well intended, has to clear the eye of Yahuwah for his people to call on his name.
On his name. And the big dignitary on telephone say his name, the true name is YHWH. So when you see the word Lord in your Bible, it's YHWH. So that's what we can work with. So when you see, when you got a problem with the name, just say YHWH. So that's the name, see, right? YHWH. So now if you got that part out the way, that's nice. So we got that part out the way. So now we found out his name. So we see his word called I Praise YHWH. Okay, good. So I praise YHWH. That's what it said, and she conceived and bare a son, and she said, now will I praise YHWH. That's what she said 3,000 years ago. Therefore what? Let's read the way you see it.
The book of Genesis 29, verse 35. Now will I praise Yahuwah, therefore she called his name Judah.
She called his name Judah. Now, wait a minute. She called his name Judah. Wait a minute. She called his name Judah. But I praise Yahuwah, she got the name Judah. Wait a minute. So now let's all put this name on the table, Judah. J-U-D-A-H, Judah. Now, let's do some checking that out. Let's be like the Marine in 1711. The J in Judah didn't exist. The J come from an I. The I come from a Y. So what you do? The J didn't come to the 1700th century. So it was not used, a J. It came from the I. It came from the Y. See that, see, right? So now, there go Y. Now, the next letter, U. That's a vowel. It wasn't no U. So we stretch that out. And we bring down the D. Yes. So now we got, and D is interchangeable with the H. D and H is interchangeable. So we're going to bring that down. We're going to bring that down, the D or the H. So we got YH. YHC, right? So now we got YH. So we're going to bring it down. We're going to bring that down because it was no U. So you move the U out the way. It was no U. That's a vowel. Was no U. You got it? So we go on to interchangeable with the H. So that U come out the way, it's interchangeable with the H. Thank you. Thank you, WCC. You're right. It's interchangeable with the H. So So now we got YH. 3,000 years ago, we got YH. Yeah. There go to D. That's a continent. We bring that down. YHD. It wasn't no AC right 3,000 years ago. So we cross out the A, and we bring it down to H. There go the name right there. This name was given by the mother of the English word called Judah. She called him 3,000 years ago YHDH. 3,000 years ago, she called him YHDH. So that name is over 3,000 years old. And you got people hollering about, that's my name and I got credit for it. You 3,000 years old? This name came 3,000 years ago, and the name means I praise YHWH. So whoever from this tribe, Judah, is in English, is Yada in Semitic, they praises the four little man. So you got to use the YHDH with information because it means I praise YHWH. So all the tribes of Judah praises YHWH. So this name, so if you got brothers, sisters hollering about that, I found, listen, how you going to find something that's 3,000 years old? It's already there. And you like the word called Israel. Y-S-R-L, or whatever they got it. We go, it got vowels in that, but we ain't found the paperwork on that yet. But once we find the paperwork on it, we know we can use it, so we can show where we're coming from. Like we can go on the phone and tell you, well, why, his name, the true name is YHWH, right? Because you all can look at it together. So now, knowing that the name has no vowels, this name is over 3,000 years old, see, right? So if anybody takes you credit by this is my finding, how you going to find something that the mother gave to all of the children of Israel? Everybody came out of the loins of YHDH praises YHWH. It wasn't no vows until the 6th century. So you mean you're going to take credit for a name that's 3,000 years old because you go to the library and you find a piece of paper saying this? We've done it many times in class showing you, we know his name is this and no vowels, but we ain't got no paperwork. Oh, I go find it. I go find it. I got a library card. I go find it. See it? Well, go ahead, brother. Go find it. I said, by the way, can you find the name Israel with no vowels? We still ain't found it yet. We know it's somewhere. That's why we don't use it. We use the Y. You know, we use the Y. Because, matter of fact, that's in my name. Seer, S-E-E-R, Y-S-R-A-E-L. So I dropped the, I can prove that. So I can drop the I and put the Y there. That's my name, Seer Israel. So I can use that with no problem. Right? I can't use Israel with no vowels because I ain't got nothing to work with. So I have to use Israel with the vowels in until somebody in class or the Six Anointed Camps find it in writing and bring it to us. Then we'll make a change then and there. Then we'll use the, what, Y-S-R-L. We'll take out the A-N-E. But we ain't got no paperwork. So once we got the paperwork, I said, bro, y'all got it. He already got that. He said, look here, I got enough information to work with myself. Brother, Y-H-D-H, Y-S-R-L. I mean, you know, but I said, until I got it in writing, and whoever looking up to find it in writing, but since you're one of the six anointed camps, we'll work with them there. But listen, don't take credit for something you finding. Don't say you on patent this. How you gonna patent something that's 3,000 years old. Here it is right here. And it means everybody come from the tribe of YHWH, praises, YHWH. So you got to say Yah-Dah in English Judah. Because, you know, there ain't no ground. But this name is over 3,000 years old. Here it is right here. And 29th chapter, verse 30. Brother, sister, stop that folly. The name YHDH is written right in your Bible, 2935. You can't patent something that's written in the Bible 3,000 years ago that mama gave it to her son. She didn't know about no vowel points. She gave him a name of YHDH. So how you going to take credit for that name? Everybody from the tribe of all the children of Israel will be using that name, especially Judah. English, supposed to use the name Yah-Dah. Y-H-D-H. You see how simple that is, see, right? All you got to do is be like a Berean and search the scriptures and see if it's so. He gave Abraham a tongue back to original Semitic language. Tongue. 22 continents. No vowels. His mama called him Y-H-D-H. Then gave us the definition of what it means. I praise YHWH. So stop being a fool, acting like a fool. Knowing the fact somebody that's around you going to say, hey, brother, hey, sister, you ought to put that garbage down because that name 3,000 years. So happy you lucky enough to find on a piece of paper. Don't patent something that's 3,000 years old is in everybody's book. Can't pattern none that's 3,000 years old. You only share with the people of the book. Because people of the book, that's what they use. Y-H-W-H. And we in captivity now because we didn't use the name Y-H-W-H and it's covenant. But now we're waking you up now to understand that name is 3,000 years old. So the 3,000 years old, Zero, don't tell nobody that that name is yours and you is not the first Judah because mama is not looking at you. You are descendants of that. You know, but you got to be a covenant keeper, you know, and you can't use statements like something to say over here in a verse there, bro, y'all is over here. We'll back this down, but the statement, you can't, you know, we, like I said, we know who everybody is from the pages of the book. That's how we know who you are. Who, do you know who I am? Yeah. If I open this book up, I can tell you who you are, but you got to line up with this book, and I'll tell you exactly who you are when you line up with the Bible. So remember, if anybody tell you that I got the name, all you did was go to the library on assignment for the Voices of a True Israelite, find the name, brought it back in writing, and sit down like any other member of the class, and you done a good job. And we all say hallelujah for all what you did. Now all of a sudden you got amnesia. Now you want to take credit for something that you have no business to do so, unless you is this woman's son. And that's what she called him. Y-H-D-H. That's what she called him. Because it wasn't no vowel. So now, listen, we're not trying to just beat it over, but we still going to beat it over. Put that folly teaching down, and those that follow that folly, sooner or later, we know the world is listening to this broadcast. You're going to say, wait a minute. How is you patting a name that's over 3,000 years old and it was given to every Israelite of the tribe of Judah to call on the four letters? And when you call on the four letters, the man will respond to you when you don't call him by none of them old wicked names of Ahayashai and Elohim, Yahweh. Once you get past all that, then we know we in business. So you see, but we're going to leave it like that, Brother Yahya Israel. I did have something else I want to kind of put on the table. But that's pretty good for right now to be getting warmed up. See, the children of Israel was in all that 1619 conversation. Boy, don't let Paul wake up and hear you saying that. Paul said, look here. I had a mission. I thought, let's read that, what Paul's mission was in the 8th chapter. Brother Yahya Israel, we close out on this. Let's go find out what Paul's mission was by given by YHWH. What was his mission? We're going to find out what was his mission that we can read. We're going to Acts chapter 8. So you hear brothers bumping their gums and unlearned people hanging around, brothers that carries no Bible with them. Listen, if you're about this, put your Bible on the table. Put your case on with the Bible open. Then we know what you're working with. So this is what Yahweh said to Ananias. You know, Ananias tried to, hey, man, that guy right there, listen, don't worry about that guy. You do what I tell you to do. Let's see what he says to Ananias in the 9th chapter, verse 13, and take it down to verse 16. Let's see what he says there, Brother Yahya Israel. Acts chapter 9, verse 13, down to verse 15. So remember, anybody can do this research. Abraham received the throne of Semitic Peor. He passes to Isaac and he passes to Jacob. And Jacob had the 12 sons, and the sons had no vowels in the name. So when you see the name English Judah, it's a Semitic YHDH. All the children of Israel are supposed to call him YHDH once you got the evidence. And so having a brother when it found the evidence. Okay, you got the evidence? Good. Now we all can use it, right? Yes. Now all of a sudden, now you want a pat in the name. It's your name. Stop that bothering, brother, sister. And let's do some stuff saying Yahweh. Get in where you've been in at before it's too late in Yahweh. What were you reading that, Brother Yahya Israel? Chapter 9, verse 13, down to verse 16. We'll close out with this.
Look at Acts chapter 9, verse 13 to 15 reads. Acts chapter 9, verse 13. Then Ananias answered, Yahweh, I've heard about many of this man, how much evil he have done to your saints, to the tribe of Israel, and Yahya Judah. Verse 14, here he have authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on your name. Verse 15, Yahweh said unto him, go your way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear your name before the northern kingdom, Gentile, king, and the family of Israel.
That's over there in Western Europe, over there in America. They way over there. Paul had to do all that. Paul had to go find the 10 northern tribes that's in Western Europe, Northern Europe, Southern Europe. Then, I don't know. I ain't got no record on them coming to America. But I'll tell you one thing. The children of Israel have been over in America since way back in the 500 B.C. If you even think about a 1619, you in the twilight zone. That's wrong. Anybody teach 1619 slaves? And then one thing about it, guess what? When they were sent over to the 13th colony, was ran by the sons of Judah. The 13 black colonies were set up by Zora, King James, man. That was black on black. Slavery was the same people called Judah. Zora had you in slavery then. That's why they had so much problem with the Pope, back and forth with the Pope. Because the Pope gave them orders, and they had to follow them orders, and they had to grunt and stuff like that. But then they got happy with it. But Zorah is the one that took the 13 colonies. So when you got the Jonestown, who do you think was running things? According to black folks. Black folks are running. From Europe. Who was they? Tribe of Judah? What Judah? Zorah. They even had on fringes. See? They had on fringes too, C-Ray. So you know, listen, C-Ray. If you wanna learn and help yourself, have big ears and little mouth, come visit the Six Anointed Camp with a Bible and come sit down and be retaught over again and then get the right spirit in you. Again, Yahuwah will be happy. Cut your folly out because it ain't going to get you nothing but more trouble. Cut your folly out and let's do some books in one of the Six Anointed Camps and sit down and learn something and then stop talking smack about some name that you on patting, and you can't patting nothing that 3,000 years old that every Israelite and tribe of Judah will be using according to 29:35. So stop it right there, brother Yahdai Israel. Now, what's your closing statement here behind that?
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. See Israel of Seed Royal. Free word chief to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, see, one thing about it, if you be a 1711, we tell all the class members, always be a 1711. Whatever is said to you, go and search the scriptures to make sure whoever stand before you is telling you right. Because your salvation on the line. You know, we want you to check out and see. Your salvation on the line. When we tell you something, that's what we got to tell you, what you can just buy your cell phone up and pull up now. This is called chump change, which I'll tell you now. But it's a bombshell to those that stuck up in that folly. Look, YHVH is 3,000 years old. It was given to everybody out of the tribe of Judah. Tell them one thing. That means you praise YHWH. So if you want your blessing, you use YHDH, and that is your and your lion is your ensign, the lion. So everybody have an ensign. That's why you know who everybody is. The lion is your ensign, the lion. That's your ensign. But so is your twin brother. But he got his lion red. You see, and the Slickers put a red hand over there in Great Britain. Matter of fact, Brother Yahdai Israel, before you back away, I need you to pull up what do Great Britain mean. I need to find out what do Great Britain mean, because the people are called Britons. What do that mean, Britain? So you want this over there in Britain? We're going to find that's a Semitic Hebrew word, Briton, and we want to find out what do that word mean, then we'll bring in the elder, and then we'll bring the mothers in. We just wrap back coast through Cape 19. What do the word Britons mean? Great Britain, Briton. What do it mean, Brother Yahdai Israel?
One second there.
All right, let's get that out the way, Brother Yahdai Israel. I hate to pull you back on duty, but sometimes, you know, it'd be that way. You know, I'm hoping the mothers kind of have plenty to say to this national audience, and we just can take that on in. But we have plenty more scriptures to do. But let's find out what the word Britons mean. Because it means over there in Britain, right? Let's find out what that word means.
I'm looking at an article entitled British. Brit. It reads, I think that this question is tongue-in-cheek. Claim that British come from the Shemitic, polluted word, Hebrew word, Brit, or covenant. Familiar to many of you in the Ashkenazi form of Brits. And
Brit is the Semitic, polluted for Hebrew word for the people of the covenant. That's all it means. Not a white man or white woman take that and come up with Great Britain and all that Brit. No, let's see right. When you stick it all down, it means the peoples, the children of Israel of the covenant. And the Britons they're talking about is the son of Yadah Judah, which is Zoranim, which is Calco, which is called King James today. That's what is right over there in the British Museum. Calco is the father of that area. Calco. One of the Psalms he read in 2 verse 6. So listen, see right. Understand one thing. You see the word Britain? It means the peoples, the children of Yahdah Judah, of the covenant that's in Britain. That's all that word means, Britain. It's a Semitic word called Hebrew for the peoples of the covenant. And the covenant was given to one people, the children of Israel. See that? See that? Now this is right. To all the degrees you got, throw them to the side. I mean, they're good for writing on, but they don't get your number in this book open. All the degrees you got, if you don't get no degree from 6 anointed counselors, you're wasting your time because you have everything wrong. You have a white man doing more and a white woman doing more than braving over that sound like a bunch of jackasses up to the 400. Joe said it would sound like jackass. And that's what they were doing over there in the cave. Sound like a bunch of jackass. And now you become their bad word. Really? We'll leave it like that. So we'll leave that like that. We bring our elder back in and we broke all the devils in now. You say you they were high in the bushes and the weeds, high in the rocks, braving. And you find that word means sound like a distressed jackass. You know how they sound. You know how you put too much on his back. You know? Too much on his back. You know how they sound. Put too much on their back. Hell, Mr. Till, take your time and bring your clothes in there. And we're world listening. Take all the time you need. Come on.
Okay. Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into the next broadcast. I'm sorry, I have to apologize. It got me a little quick laugh there, but I thought about that sound that that jackass makes when you put so much on him. He sounds like an old foghorn. But anyway, most of the stuff that we know right now in English, and some of those have learned English. It made me think about some of the things we went through in the transition in our English language. Those of us that are supposed to speak English and know English well, yeah, we probably can do it. What about the old English? Now, somebody better take note on this. There used to be graphical English texts, very hard to read. And when the Bible was first redone, my grandmother had one when I was a kid. It had pictures in it. And graphical text. I could not read it well because I was taught the new modern English text. They had graphical letters. Look up the Bruce McGraw graphics of old English text. It's a vintage type English when it was first converted. So when the Bible was first converted, all these scholars out there should know this, they were the first ones were using the old graphical English text. Very hard to read, and I have to admit it was hard for me to read myself when I was in school, not short of being able to speak English language. Now, after the graphical text Bible was done, that was the first 1611, it was converted into standard English, but still the lettering we could read. But still, when you go to a book like, I'll give you an example, someone that's got an old 1611, go to the books of Acts 20, 35, and see how they still spell certain words. They had not yet standardized the letter V or the letter U. They were still trying to standardize these letters. And very much so, as the seer said, had not standardized the letter J. So there was no J to spell Jesus. Jesus was spelled with an I. You also found that when they spelled given, they didn't use a V to spell a given. They used a U to spell it because it had not quite been standardized yet. later in the 1700s, those of you that pick up the smartphones and try to educate yourself, you see that this is when these things start to become standardized, replacing the I with the J. Now a word like given, instead of spelling it with a U, it was spelt with a V. So they started becoming more standardized. And the graphical letters, if you want to know the truth, I still have a hard time trying to read that Bible today. And you know what? I did not have any idea what the Bible was worth when I was a kid. Someone probably did. My grandma's old 1611 Bible with the graphical letters and pictures, it came up missing in the later years. But after I became older, I knew that something of value had went away and not to return. This is why I always say, and you hear me say this quite often, that a teacher can't learn from his students. Although you have some students out there try to bring back knowledge to the teacher, that's a good thing. That shows that they're learning, but still have not developed teacher quality yet. Having knowledge, the teacher, he gains even more experience by teaching because he already knows the subject. He becomes more involved with it, more fluent in being able to teach his program. That's why everybody hates a substitute. You've been to school when the substitute teachers came in. They said, "My name is Mitch. We're all going to open our books and we're going to read along with Mitch." Well, I see him up on television, so I don't want to go through that too far. But you've all seen these things. And you all have heard the things that I previously had explained. This is why we came to hear these things. As I say that most of us here, some listening never understand. And the teaching that we give makes this misunderstanding very possible. And some of us, we see things in the Bible that most of us in class and to the six anointed camps, we see through proper teaching and we understand. And some looking, they can't even find the book of Genesis. We have to point it out to them, first book in the Bible. This is why we go over and say that this is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And the key word here is righteous. You have to have a righteous mind. You can't do anything that's non-righteous, especially on the Sabbath day. You know this is the righteous day of Yahuwah, so Sabbath day, you know, you put that aside to only do temple work and righteous things that is of value to Yahuwah and the members of the temple. We have to beware by knowing the scriptures, which we tell you what the scriptures are, and we try to interpret them. And the Bible precepts, like you often hear, precept that verse. Okay, we give the Bible precept, we read a verse, and we go and find a backup verse for that. This means we're given the knowledge to know. We have people out there that camouflage the same teachings we do, that camouflage teachings. We call that evil teachings. Or confuse. The people that follow the evil teachings are confused. They really not have found out what the true teachings are. And also using overly loud bump the gums contest. You know, you can try to find yourself trying to out-talk someone that you can hear over the whole room, make you want to be quiet. Turning what you know in the Bible against you, using the scriptures as verbal weapons. Well, that brings me into what Yahuwah hates. You have to remember in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, I think it's verses 16 to 19, verse 16 says, "These six things doeth Yahuwah hate. Yea, even seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look and a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. 18. A heart of mind that devilish wicked imaginations, and feet that be swift and running into mischief. 19. A false witness that speaketh lies, and a sore discord among brothers or sisters." Heck, I've seen this happen just a few days ago, almost each one of these verses. But not to worry. This is why we're here to help to guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, Christianity, and loud bump the gums for righteous learning. That's why we say we welcome and thank you for attending our live broadcast that comes to you live. And first and foremost, what we teach is about Yahuwah's word and connecting the books for your Bible education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. Righteous Sabbath days, I should say. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek, and now you found it, which you have sought, in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahuwah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, once again, is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. We're starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part is Saturday. We have a temple class starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts from 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. On that search line, type www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking it, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But if you click this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, let's look what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, your kindness of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you do this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. Also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse 9. Well, we had somebody say, Mr. Tibbs, why don't you read those out so we know what it is? Okay, we'll give a quick preview on that. Leviticus 27:30. 30 says, and the tithes of the land, whether the seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, is Yahuwah's. It is righteous unto the Yahuwah. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 8 and 9. 8 says, and here men that die receive tithes, but there he received them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. 9, and I say as I may see, Levi also received tithes. Pay tithes in Abraham to keep this ministry, bringing you thus says Yahuwah. That's what I always say when you read verses like this. This is done to help build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, we have a calendar. This is to help keep you in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is another feature that you'll find right there available to put you into our live broadcast as soon as you're there. You click the red live button, put you right into our live online broadcast. You can do this by entering Yahuwah Radio Live and look for Voices of the True Israelites. When you see that button, it'll put you into our live online broadcast. Now, you'll find we're also using two email addresses. The first is Tribe. That's T-R-I-B-E. yhdh@gmail.com. You'll find us to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You know, you could even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, we have a few numbers also you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number. You'll find it's 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, and which can be answered by anyone of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m. except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter Yahuwah Radio Live on the search line, and after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. At that time, you can choose the program you miss, or actually, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Blog Talk broadcast, as you probably already previously found out, we're also transmitting on Pep Talk, where the word of Yahuwah will continue. We'll be listed under African ethnic group, African American. When you get there, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. online now to answer any of the on-the-table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Writing Shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. In failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict the misuse. And if Block Talk happens again before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Well, as you do know, today is another day for the word of Yahuwah, and we find that nothing has changed except the number of people that came for Yahuwah's word, and that's a good thing because we have quite a few that came to hear the word of Yahuwah today. And we'll find that most of us will commend it only following by some casting the same word we listen to behind their back, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible, taking them verses another way, along with the page flippers, the complainers, the deceptive listeners. Well, these are people that have to realize time is not in our favor. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. That's something to think about. Because if anyone ever says they've done even more, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. And you'll find that that's impossible. So we can continue on what our possibilities would be in the word of Yahuwah. Let's keep our Bibles open. Let's see what comes next. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, that's excellent. Again, we'll catch you on Pal Talk. And like I said, again, when the seer come there, he come down on Pal Talk for one reason, to have pencil and pen. I got nothing to say, but I'm a great note taker. But, you know, the best part of this broadcast, let me tell you something. The best part of this three-hour broadcast is when the mother's out of camp one. Soon you hear mother's out of two, three, four, five, six. They don't get in there. But right now we concentrate on the mother's out of camp one. The mothers of Israel. Not no plain mother. The mothers of Israel. And they're going to talk to you about whatever the Almighty put on them to talk to you. So what we try to tell you, see, Roy, become humble. But one thing about it, God wants the ministry to help you understand. And we got mothers to help you understand. So we can go and find one of the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother Z. And when you meet the mother out of Camp 1, great respect. Show it. When you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother Z, title got God Judah.
Yahuwah bless and keep you, dear Israel, our royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Moses. Well, you know, Moses, you know, we know it's a tough road ahead of us, but we know we prepared to do our part. But and if a person have ears to hear and bring their Bibles and sit down, we can help them out. And if they want any wisdom from the mothers are right there to help them out, show the young ladies and children, how to get on the right track and be all right. So whatever you want to tell this national audience, you got to flow. Take your time there, Mother Z. You're on the clock. Come on.
I would just like to say to the national audience that I'm just going to read Psalms chapter 122, starting at verse 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the temple of Yahuwah. Verse 2, for our feet shall stand within the gates of Yahdah Judah. Verse 3, Yahdah Judah is built as a city that is had together. Verse 4, wherein the tithes of the Yahuwah unto the covenant of Israel to give thanks unto the name of the Yahuwah for there are set stones. There are set stones. I couldn't say stones.
That's good
thou
enough.
I get it together in a minute. The judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Yah God Judah. Thus shall prosper that love you. Verse 7. Peace be within thy wall and prosperity thou place for my brother and my companion's sake. I would now say, peace be within you. Verse 9. Because of the temple of the Yahweh, I will seek thy good. And then I'm gonna go to verse Isaiah 2 and 3. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3. And my people shall go and say, come eat, and let us go up to the mountain of the Yahweh, to the temple of the Yahweh of Israel, Jacob saluted for Israel, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Yahdah Judah shall go both the Torah instruction and the words of the Yahweh from Yahdah Judah. And I would just like to say to the national order that we have to go and be taught. We have to go into the temple and be taught. And, you know, we can't sit at home and get this and get an understanding of what, you know, we need to get an understanding of. We have to go into the temple to hear what thus said his words and to be taught what thus said his word. And I'm just going to say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. That's right. That's right. No, you can't sit on the sideline. That's why I would say we look forward for all of the Israelite camps to make it to the fifth anointed camps, because we can help you. We can help you, but you got to come with the right spirit, right mind, and bring your book. And we know you've been taught by the ones that have mistaught you, but we here to straighten you out, show you that what you've been taught is wrong. Because anytime somebody teach on that I'm patting the name of YHDH, and that name over 3,000 years old, but his mama gave to you, you know that you've been mistaught. It's time for you to repent. That name is, every Israelite will use the name YHDH because it means I praise YHWH. All right. So we got Mosey out there. Let's see if we find out what Mother E got to say. Let's see if we find Mother E on the radio. We're looking for Mother E. Where is Mother E at? Looking. Crowded network. I don't know, Mother Z, you got to pass your microphone over to Mother Z, because I can't find her on the network. So maybe you can pass
she
your microphone over. Hallelujah. She on your microphone. All right. Good enough. So when you meet the mother, another mother out of Camp 1, with a loud voice, you say, Mother E, tribe of Yahdah Judah. And that means I praise the four letters. You know, mother E and Z, they praise them some YHWH. So how are you going to take the YHDH from them? And that's what they praise. What it means? We praise YHWH. And then you take that from us, well, what can we do? You know, forget bumped in the fire. And that ain't happening. So mother E, travel Yahdah Judah. Yahdah Bidu, I see you right.
Yahweh bless you, Israel of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wow, this is the most crowded audience that we have had over. This thing is packed, Mother E. It's packed everywhere. So now, so you might want to take the time and get in that microphone and talk to this national audience and tell them what the Almighty don't put on you to tell them for tape 19. You on the clock. Come on.
Okay, I'm just going to thank and praise Yahweh for being able to give a few words. I'm going to read in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3 and 4. And it says, "And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy father know, that he might make thee know that man do not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh do man live." So said, "They rameth wax not old upon thee, neither did thy foot well these 40 years." Okay, I'm going to Deuteronomy 29:5, and it says, "And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxed old upon you, and your shoes are not waxed old upon your foot." So this tells us that Yahweh takes care of his children. He done led them 40 years in the wilderness, and their clothes did not wax old, nor did their shoes wax old on their foot, and neither did their foot swell, because Yahweh took care. So this is a pattern for us to learn that Yahweh take care of you if you do what Yahweh said to. But Yahweh took care of the children of Israel 40 years in the wilderness, and he brought them out and give them a land. Exodus 16:2-3. "And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, which Yahweh he had died by the hands of the Yahweh in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the parched pot and when we did eat bread to the fullest, for we have brought us into this wilderness to kill us, the whole assembly, hunger." That's what the children of Israel do still today. When they really don't understand what's going on, they murmur. And that's what the children of Israel were doing back then, murmuring, because they didn't understand. It's just they didn't realize that Yahweh had taken care of them for that long, and how they had come 40 years and the clothes hadn't waxed old, and he had brought them that long, and they still murmur. But we still doing it today. We still murmuring. We just a people that like to murmur. Because if Yahweh done kept you 40 years and you haven't, your clothes ain't waxed old, this lets you know that Yahweh, somebody is taking care of you. And it has to be Yahweh, because he's the one that's leading you. And another, I think it's Matthew, let me get back to Deuteronomy 8. Okay, Matthew 4:4. So Matthew 4:4 say, yeah, he was talking about they are. And he hungry and buffed thee to hunger and fed thee with him, which thou knowest not, neither did thou father. Thus knowest that he might make thee know that man do not deal by bread only. And I spoke to Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, and it said, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. So this tells us that this bread, you don't live by bread alone, but to every word that proceeds out the mouth of Yahweh. And that's telling us that every word of this Bible is true, that Yahweh said. That Yahweh said that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. Book is talking about what Yahweh gives to Israel. So this is what we got to understand, that we got to live by the word of Yahweh, the covenant. We got to keep the first line of book, the covenant, and we got to live by the word of Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, Molly, that's right. And we and one thing about it is, see, they got to recognize that we're here to help. You know, we love to see camps come from all over the country to visit the Six Anointed Camp. But we bring your Bibles with you, because we're trying to help you and get you out of the darkness that you're in and help you out, you know, like we keep saying. Anybody take credit for the name YHDH, listen, that's out of order. That name is 3,000 years old. Mother gave it to us. They said, that name means, son, you praise YHWH. So, you know, when you get in where you've been in there, don't puff yourself up and take credit for something that don't belong to you. That's ugly. You got one on like it. All right, let's go see if I find Mother D of Israel and we see what she got to say. It's the third Mother Nina series out of Camp 1. So Mother D of Israel, what you want to tell this national audience? You on the clock. Come up.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah. Well, I hope I have enough time. I don't know. I want to talk on about being deceived. Let not no man deceive you. And I want to read a few verses in Acts chapter 5 about a certain couple. It reads Acts 5 verse 1. A certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession. Verse 3, I'm going to skip. Verse 3, but Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your mind to lie to the righteous spirit and keep back part of the price of the land. Verses 5. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the spirit, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. Verse 7. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. Verse 8. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for much, so much? And she said, yea, for so much. Verse 9. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the spirit of Yahweh? Verses 10. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the spirit, and the young men came in and found her dead and carried her forth, buried her by her husband. So this is saying that you, even a mate or it's not your mate, and you lying on what you're supposed to do, or trying to make an accusation against your brother or your sister, you're not just saying it to that person, but the ministering spirit hear what and see what you're doing, and it bring it to Yahweh, and you put your own self in harm's way. So you have to be very careful what you're agreeing with when someone is doing something that's not written in the Bible, because Yahweh say you love your brother. Yahweh is the one that created and do all things. It's already in the book. You can't come up with nothing on your own. Lean not unto your own understanding, but you got to trust in Yahweh. And so we know that this is a different spirit. That is not Yahweh's spirit when you do things like that. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Well, let me add to that. See, and when you are following, when you know it's not the truth, it's like,
right,
if you got a better half or whatever the half, and you know, like somebody say, YHDH is my name. I planted
right.
His name. How you going to plant the name of 3,000 years old and you go along with that
right.
Father? So when the Yahweh dropped that down on the liar, he's going to get you too, just like he got the woman. When she lied,
right.
When he told her what to bring in, and she going to say, well, I agree with him because he's my better head. No,
that's
you don't,
right.
if you're not right, you can't make that up. So anybody
mm-hmm.
taking credit for the name YHDH, which is over 3,000
mm-hmm.
years old, you know,
mm-hmm.
everybody got the praise that came from YHDH, got the praise YHWH. So if
right.
you go along with the Father, you're going to dug a grave
mm-hmm.
for yourself. And that's shame
right.
on the man that got a woman to follow you to the liquor fire, and you're going to follow him
mm-hmm.
anyway. Same thing happened in Acts
yeah.
chapter 5. So we tell
mm-hmm.
you know, if I'm with anybody, and I see you not doing Torah instruction, wait a minute, I can't, no. I can't agree with no of that. So the bottom line is, now to come visit your 6 anointed camp and sit down and bring your Bible and come to be taught, not to tear up and rip up and curse,
right.
do everything contrary to the Sabbath day. That's ugly, and
mm-hmm.
Yahweh seeking you to pay the price for it. You got a big time
that's
dependence
right.
on your hands. So we're going to leave it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother E, you got a close and stay behind that, Mother E? You got something to say behind that? How about a close and stay? Just say something in the microphone, Mother E and Mother D of Israel, because the time will ran out. Just say anything.
Yeah.
Come on, Mother E. Mother, you come on, say something. Say something in that microphone. In that microphone, just say something to this man, Lord, and we'll pass it, Mother, eat. Mother, dear Israel. Go ahead.
Like in Ephesians 5:1, be you therefore followers of Yahweh as dear children, and walking in love as Yahweh the Son also has loved us and has given himself for us in offering a sacrifice to Yahweh the Father for a sweet smelling savor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's it. You know, I can't bother if you don't want to, if you're not going to do the Bible, I don't care how much we touch need. You out of order, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, and anybody bothering anybody that's credit for the YHDH name, and that name 3,000 years old, you're out of order. That name, mm-hmm. Every Israelite is called on YHDH. And if you find a paper on, why Israel? Just go to class. Don't mess around on a pattern in the name. Share it with your brothers. That's all sharing. It's all about. Go ahead with it. Share. We know Israel ain't got no vowels in, but we can't find the paper. So if you find the paperwork, share it with your brothers. That's the name of what we call on with the four letters of. Y-R-A-S-A or something like that. The four letters. We both call on that four letters. So if you find a paperwork, share it with the 6th and North Academy. You like the YHD if you wouldn't find it from the library. You brought it back and you shared it with them. Don't take credit for something. Say you've done a good deed for the bosses over to Israel. Don't take credit for it. Don't pump yourself up. Anybody follow that spirit, shame on you. We leave it like that. Moses of Israel, we leave it like that. Yahweh be with y'all. We catch you tomorrow on the same broadcast. We'll be back on some more. Children of Israel have been around all over the world. Thousands of millions. So he don't sustain on 16, 19 for the children of Israel. They were in Europe all day. They was in Europe in day to day, thousand a day. They was in America. They everywhere. Come on, 16, 19. That's God. All right. Yahweh be y'all. Mother of Israel, Mother E, Mother Z. We all catch you, everybody, tomorrow, same time, 6 p.m. Yahweh be y'all. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
All right. Shalom, shalom.